name it is Ben Davis, and I'm in a prison cell in Terrell, Indiana. That's where I'm forced to dwell, in a segregated section of the penitentiary. And while I'm locked in solitary, I write my life story. I grew up in Jim Crow, Georgia, and became a people's lawyer. I defended Angela Herndon when he organized workers. They wished to execute him for uniting black and white. The march in the county courthouse and demand jobs or relief. For defending the free speech rights of a 19-year-old communist, they threatened me with contempt of court and to lynch me by the neck. Inspired by Angelo's testimony, his party I did join. And 4 years after his rigged trial, the verdict was overturned. I worked to build the party and moved up to Harlem. I rented an apartment and owned no stocks or bonds. I found myself elected in 1943 to serve the working people in the Council of New York City. I fought discrimination by metropolitan life and demanded that the major leagues cease to be lily white. I fought against the fair increase in protected rent control and denounced police brutality and applied the housing code. They could not defeat me at the polls in 2 elections. So they spent a lot of money to change the regulations. In July of 1948, while writing in my home, 6 FBI agents did appear and dragged me from home. Although I was elected by the people of New York, they threw me in a prison and charged me an unconstitutional Smith Act they used to imprison me and expel me from the council in the name of democracy. Locked inside this prison by Truman the Democrat, I received a 5-year sentence just because I'm a communist. Along with other comrades, I'm jailed for my beliefs. And this book I write in prison, they vow they won't release. Yes, my name it is Ben Davis, and I'm in the prison cell in Terre Haute, Indiana. That's where I'm forced to dwell, in the segregated section of the penitentiary. And while I'm locked in solitary, I write my life story.